Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Willard. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic. How to be successful and when nobody else will. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
It happens to good people that good things happen, and the more we put into this work, the luckier and more successful we will be. Stop chasing other people's definitions of success, because in the end you have only one life left. It's also important to be careful not to let someone else dictate to you what a successful life looks like. This includes a clear understanding of what a successful life looks like for you and setting a specific set of goals that will translate into the future you plan for yourself. You must work hard to achieve every goal in your life and don't let anyone get in the way of your dreams. If you believe in your goals, work hard to achieve them, and love your work, then you are fully prepared for success. Success is always achieved through hard work and perseverance, no matter what you strive for. It's easier to assume that others are successful because they have what you don't, but in reality they are willing to do what you will not, and that rewards and great projects given to another employee means you won't have anything at all. Extremely successful people view compensation as a reward for exceptional effort, not as a driving force, whether it be financial or personal reward, or simply the satisfaction of achieving something you've worked hard for. Hence, if you want to be successful, you must start thinking of yourself as a successful person, because excuses restrict and block your personal and professional growth. People don't realize how many hours, days, and years it takes to be successful. People are jealous of those who have achieved it in life. Many are unwilling to do what it takes to succeed. If you want to succeed, you have to be ready to work every day. Moreover, to believe in yourself constantly, you need to practice and develop self-confidence every day. This is why successful people have a strong sense of self-confidence, and so you can, however, it is your personal responsibility to overcome the trust that comes from within. If your current atmosphere is not conducive to developing self-confidence, then it's time to create a more supportive environment for yourself. But if you want success, you have to often do it, facing the doubts of others and within yourself, and continue to feed on the doubts of others and your trust will be forever unstable. I know this is easier said than done, but if you spend all your energy trying to prove yourself and your worth to others, you will end up burning out or, worse still, feeling like you will never be good enough. Here is the only weapon that you have to succeed in life or goals when nobody believes you. Think about your goals, look at your wall, and imagine how proud and shocked everybody will be when finally telling them how far you've come. Even if you don't feel particularly successful yet, I bet you have already accomplished so much in your life. You can decide at any time that you have reached all the possibilities for creating opportunities in a world where there are many. When you set a goal, no matter how small it is, and if you reach it, your confidence level will rise if your goal is large enough, and even if you don't reach it, you will still be above average. Successful people know that daily, continuous small improvements will accumulate over time and produce the desired results. Successful entrepreneurs make more money through hard work long before potential profits develop. Most people want more rewards even before they decide to work harder. This is why a lot of people are unhappy, because they want to be somewhere else in life, but are unwilling to put in the hard work to get there. To believe in yourself, you need to have goals in life. If we don't know precisely what we want in life, we won't be able to achieve it. There are certain universal things that will lead you to success if you give up. Although each of us may have different definitions of success, today you can opt out of some of them, but it may take you longer to opt out of others. But the more you have, the better you will try to figure out how to succeed in life. Start by researching and studying successful people who have done something in the same field as you who have been successful. Learn not to listen to advice from people who are irrelevant, and you'll be on the road to success. We all have our own definitions of success, and worldwide fame and recognition does not need to be one of them. Unfortunately, most of us are not surrounded by energetic, ambitious, and
successful people who can lead by example, without weighing up the hard work and sacrifices great people make in order to achieve their success. The people who are willing to persevere and work hard are the ones who are willing to say it.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.